This is Tucker Grace, and you are listening to In Our Own Voices, Amplifying the LGBTQ plus Community. I have with me here today Rich Clark. He is the Director of Human Resources at the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, a local nonprofit here in Tucson, Arizona. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you, Tucker.
We're here today talking about queer professionalism. Rich, would you mind speaking to me some about what you think queer professionalism means to you?
Sure. For many years, I think that the employer community has set a standard for what it means to be professional that has been, and in many workplaces still is, a more traditional binary expression of traditional male and female appearances. I think that today's workforce is much more gender fluid in its self-expression. I believe that today's employers have a great opportunity to embrace the diversity of our workplaces and create a culture which allows for greater self-expression and a richer experience of employer engagement.
Can you provide anybody out there some examples of what you think could be implemented in their business around queer professionalism?
So one way that we can do that is how we make the use of restrooms accessible in our workplace, including gender-neutral signage.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
The Dress for Success model can also be how we dress our workplaces. Even starting with our application process, we can include a space on the employer application for people to identify the preferred pronouns. And we can encourage our employees to state their preferred pronouns in their email signatures when they create those, providing an opportunity for employees to have those printed on things like business cards, perhaps using they and them in their pronouns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, embracing that. I love that. In your particular role in human resources, especially in the director position, can you tell me about how you use that privilege or that power to include queer professionals or encourage queer professionals to exist at your agency?
Part of my role in human resources is to go out to bid for carriers that are going to provide benefits for our employees. And I have the ability and the power in my role to make sure that we are selecting providers that are supportive of LGBTQ initiatives, and particularly around health insurance, looking at providers that support gender confirmation surgery as one example.
Mm-hmm.
We also negotiate with all of our carriers to make sure that the offering of spousal and same-sex partner coverage is available, and we have walked away from carriers that did not provide that as an option for our employees.
I think that speaks really directly to the way that you can use your privilege to benefit trans, non-binary, and LGBTQ people at large.
Absolutely. And carriers are very open to having that dialogue and that discussion. And actually, by being asked those questions, some of them have changed their practices. So your voice does make a difference.
Thank you so much, Rich. I've appreciated your time here today.
Thank you, Tucker. It was my pleasure.
This has been Tucker Grace. You are listening to In Our Own Voices, Amplifying the LGBTQ+ Community on KXCI, Tucson's community radio station.